encourage you to take your Bible and open to Psalm 90. I'm going to pray before I begin. Father, we thank you that wherever we are today and listening to this message, that you are with us. We're thankful, Lord, for your word, and that it is a living word, and that it can speak to our hearts and our lives, no matter the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And so we thank you for that. And Lord, we pray your blessing on this message, and that your name would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. The last couple of weeks have been something else. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has taken our nation and our world by storm. Church doors are closed. We're having services like this, one that we're having this morning through a pre-recorded message online. In some parts of our country, whole cities are on lockdown. San Francisco and its 7 million residents have been ordered to shelter in place. The 911 system in that city has been overrun with calls of those who are fearful. Many are gripped by fear, even right here in Goldsboro. Anxiety fills the hearts and minds of countless people. Scores of the population have questions like, how am I going to pay my bills? How will I provide for my family? On Thursday, we learned that President Trump approved a $1 trillion relief plan. But in such times, there's much uncertainty. In times like this, our hearts can be overwhelmed with worry and overcome with fear. In such times, where does one find hope? To whom or to what are you looking to calm your fears? Many years ago, a young man by the name of Isaac Watts wrote a hymn entitled "To God, Our Help in Ages Past." You familiar with that hymn? At the urging of his father, Isaac was encouraged to write some new songs for the church. In his day, he wrote contemporary music. In fact, he wrote over 650 songs because the songs that were being sung in the church at that time did not carry much meaning for the people of his day. Though written hundreds of years ago, the message of the hymn, "To God Our Help in Ages Past," is timeless, as is God's word that Isaac Watts used to pen this hymn. The first verse of the hymn goes like this: O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. You can uncover your ears now. In this verse, Isaac Watts reminds us that God is our help and that he is our hope. He is our shelter, and he is our eternal home. Each of these are evidence of God's love for us as a result of our relationship, a relationship that he brought us into through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I'd like us to consider the evidence of his love in each of these statements. First, God is our help. God is our help. How can we prove through our lives that God is our help? As I thought of that, I believe by looking back over the life we've already lived and remembering how he has helped us in the past. It's easy to forget what God has already done for us. So it's good to try to remember. For example, I can say with certainty, as I look at over 40 years in ministry, that God has helped Ruth and me in each place we have served him. Each ministry has been different, and in each God has helped us. He has helped us with our kids. He has met our health and financial concerns. He helped us deal with aging parents. He helped us deal with my mom who had Alzheimer's. He's helped us in finding places to live, and he's cared for our deepest needs. The greatest thing about remembering how God has helped us is that you can look back as far as you want to in ages past and still find God there and still find him thinking about you. Paul said these powerful words in Ephesians 1:4. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. By the way, aren't you thankful it says without fault in his eyes? Because we have plenty of faults, and other people like to point them out, and sometimes we like to look at our own lives and point them out. But for just a moment, focus and think with me about how God has specifically helped you. What do you have now that you didn't have a year ago? Think in terms of your own personal growth, experiences that you've had in this past year, and people that God has sent to help you. For some, he has helped them to recover from addiction. For others, he has provided employment. For others, he's met physical needs and financial needs. It's good for us to remember these things in our lives. The psalmist says in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. There is help for all who will look to God for help. In these uncertain times, when death and despair seem to be all around us, there's only one place we need to look for help, and that is to our Lord and our God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Second, consider how God is our only hope. How would you define hope today? All too often, hope is pessimistically defined as a little boy did when he said, hope is wishing for something you know you ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen in your life. Is that how you look at hope this morning? As a Christian, are you living hopelessly because of your circumstances? Because they're not what you think they should be? Think about how God is our only true hope. Think specifically of where you need to apply some of that hope today. If you're fearful, anxious, and full of worry today, then your focus is on your circumstances and not in the one who understands those circumstances and is able to meet and supply our every need. Take time to look away from what's wrong in your life and in this world and remember God's faithfulness in your past and place your hope in him today. He never changes. We can trust him right now in the midst of our circumstances. For in all of this and much, much more, he is our hope. And for all that we will face today and the days ahead that we don't know anything about right now, he is our hope. He will be enough. He always has been, and he always will be. In Psalm 42, verse 5, the psalmist asks, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And in Psalm 62, verse 5, find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He is our hope, our only hope. Next, Isaac Watts says of God, he is our shelter from the stormy blast. As a nation, We've been blasted pretty hard recently, and for some, the storm will intensify. Isaac Watts declares that God is our shelter from the enemy's blast, from the stormy blast. This is not original with him, but throughout the Psalms, God is described in this way. One of my favorite scriptures that I often go to in difficult times is Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Those verses and what's unfolding today in our world remind me of events and circumstances that Jesus talked to his disciples about in his Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 as a precursor to his return. Pandemics, hurricanes, earthquakes, famine, wars and rumors of wars. All of these and much, much more are in our future. Folks, it's not going to change. Things on earth are not going to get better. The coronavirus will end someday. This pandemic will end. But there will be something else later on that will replace it. So how are you going to respond? How will you cope? God as our refuge, our shelter, is a tremendous assurance for every believer of his ability to watch over us and protect us. He is our shelter when everything in life is falling apart. He is our shelter when there doesn't seem to be a solution to our problems. When COVID-19 takes more and more lives, he is our shelter. He is our shelter when everyone around us has deserted us. He is there for us as our shelter from the stormy blast. There is no reason to fear. We are safe in him. We are secure in him. We are sheltered and protected. Our fears for today, our worries for tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away, nor remove his protection from our lives. Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. Wow, how does that make you feel this morning as a follower of Christ? Do you feel embraced this morning? As you experience the difficult circumstances and trials in life right now, as you think about the instability in this world in which we live, do you have a sense of security in your relationship with God? Do you have a sense that even if you're hit by a COVID-19 stormy blast, that he is there with you in the middle of your storm? In Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist declares, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Amen. Can you say that those words with certainty here this morning? Do you know that you're protected in the midst of this pandemic or anything else that comes at us in this world? The final phrase in the first verse of Isaac Watts' hymn gives us something to look forward to. He says that God is our eternal home. God is our eternal home. our homes, our earthly dwellings, are often places where we find security and protection from the elements, or a place where we run when we feel we are in danger or threatened. Have you ever thought of God as your eternal home? It's easy for us in the midst of busy days, uncertain days, and stormy days to lose our focus, to think only of today, to be caught up in the temporal, and to lose perspective on our eternal future. Isaac Watts, in referring to God as our eternal home, gives us a sense of security for the future when this life is all said and done. In John 3:16, Jesus talked about security when he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Ah, the promise of eternal life in the presence of Almighty God. A life promised to all who by faith entrust their lives to Christ. Think with me about what the Bible says about our eternal life for a moment. It's a life without pain, without disease, without catastrophic events, without pandemics. A life without problems, without fear, without uncertainty, without insecurity, and without being endangered. All because we will be without sin and will be in His presence, our eternal home. In John 14, verses 1 to 4, Jesus said, "Don't let this throw you. You trust God, don't you? Trust me. There's plenty of room for you in my Father's home. If that weren't so, would I have told you that I'm on my way to get a room ready for you? And if I'm on my way to get your room ready, I'll come back and get you so that you can live where I live. And you already know the road I'm taking." How does it make you feel as you reflect on the truth of Scripture that declares that Jesus has prepared a place for us? For me, it means that this world and all its problems is not all that I have to look forward to. My life here on earth is temporary. I'm only passing through. I'm on my way up. That needs to be our perspective on this life and all that is taking place around us today and in the days ahead. We have an eternal dwelling, an eternal home, where we will live in the presence of Almighty God who is waiting for us. Do you find hope in that promise today? Do you have a sense of security because of that promise? I do. Jesus said something very interesting after he had given that promise. He said, "And you already know the road I'm taking." We know from the Gospels the road Jesus took was a road of suffering. It was a road of persecution. A road that ultimately led to his death. Throughout Scripture, Jesus and the writers of the epistles tell us as we will follow a similar path. Each of us who are believers will follow a similar path. This road is a road that each of us as his followers must take. So our current circumstances should not surprise us, nor should the conditions of this world we live in. The difficult circumstances and the impossibilities that loom over our lives should not cause us to fear or worry or become distraught. Suffering is very much a part of the Christian life. We most certainly will follow the same road as our Savior. Isaac Watts, in his hymn, "O God, Our Help in Ages Past," helps us to look beyond our current circumstances to the future and the fact that God is our eternal home. The details of our eternal future have been planned for. They have been worked out. My friends, praise God, this is not the end. It gets far, far better than this. Right now, it's important for us to keep it all in perspective. and to keep our eyes focused on the one who is our help, our hope, our shelter in the stormy blast, and our eternal home. As we approach the days ahead, though they are uncertain, may the words of Isaac Watts' hymn ring out in our hearts and in our minds. When we are confronted with the tragedies of today, the uncertainties of our circumstances, and suffering for the sake of the gospel, may we remember our help comes, where our help comes, where our hope can be found, where we have protection, and that we have an eternal home waiting for us. The writer of James leaves us with these encouraging words in chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for everything." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you inspired the heart of Isaac Watts to write this hymn, which, Lord, is as powerful today as it was when he wrote it. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that you truly are our help, our hope, our shelter, and our eternal home. And we praise you for that today.